Congratulations once again, re-signing up with the Knicks here. Second year you've had to kind of do the free agency stuff. I know it was a restricted free agency here, but what was this like this year, maybe compared to at this juncture last year? What was the process like for you?
I think the difference was last year I didn't really know if I was going to make the Knicks roster, so that was kind of motivation, and I had a lot of nerves that came with that. This year, obviously, I knew I was wanted back, not only by the Knicks, but other teams around the league. So that kind of drew some excitement to me. And when July hit, it was kind of nerve-wracking. My phone was on, rang all the time, listening to my agent about different things going on. And it got exciting once I figured out where I was going to go back to the Knicks.
How long a process was this? Was it an easy decision to re-sign with the Knicks?
For me, it was, just because the type of year I had. I really enjoyed the front office and the teammates and coaches. Staff there in New York. As far as our season went, we could have won some games, and I think we'll have a good team this next year to win those close games like we had early on in the year.
Well, it's kind of been an interesting summer NBA here, and I know you're going to have a new GM here and president as well, Phil Jackson. I guess kind of go through that relationship. Have you been able to meet some of the new members of the front office yet?
I haven't got to meet Scott yet. He just got into New York, I think, last week or the week before. When I get up there in August, I'll get to obviously meet him. And Steve Mills, our GM currently, is really good friends with Scott, so I'm sure he'll fit in with the group of guys we have in our front office.
I've read where Hornacek really likes your court presence in terms of running the offense, and I've got to think he likes your defensive intensity as well. Do you feel like you and Hornacek have developed a relationship and that maybe he sees a little bit of himself in how you play?
Yeah, absolutely. Me and Coach get along very well. Always told me stories about back in the day, how it was gritty and grimy, and he always tells me that I would have fit in really well back in the day when he was playing. And I've also learned a lot from him, because obviously he played many years in the league, and hopefully I can play as many years as he did with the knowledge he's feeding me.
Ron, you've earned a reputation as a second unit player who helped your team climb out of some deficits. What made you successful in coming off the bench and making that happen?
I just tried to keep things simple this year. I wasn't trying to play out of my realm, so to say. Just went out there and tried to play hard and contribute the best I could. With the NBA, you got athletes on your team that are so much better than the ones you had in college, and it takes a lot of stress off you as a player. You don't have to go out there and put a lot of effort on offense. You got a lot of good scores in the NBA, and I think defense is something that I can bring to the table, and that's what I just tried to do this year.
When did you get your first start, and who was it against?
First start would have been probably 20 games in or so. I believe it was against Atlanta, and luckily it was at Madison Square Garden, where the fans grew to love me early in the year, and actually played pretty well that game. I ended up losing by a couple possessions, but it was a great experience overall and a great learning experience. Playing off the bench is a little different than starting. A lot more nerves, obviously, that go into it, especially when you're a rookie.
Step on the floor as a starter for the first time at MSG. What's kind of going through your mind at that point? Is it hard not to be overwhelmed?
Yeah, it's pretty overwhelming. A lot of emotions, obviously. Before the game, it was kind of almost a climax in my career, obviously. Getting to the highest stage of a game I love and to be one of those starting five for one of the most known franchises in the world is pretty emotional, and I just tried to make the most out of the opportunity I was given.
What's a game day like at Madison Square Garden? I think that's just kind of one of the coolest, it looks like one of the coolest atmospheres in the NBA and one of the most polarizing maybe buildings in the U.S.
I always tell people game day in New York is something that you just got to experience. It's hard to explain. People go to New York basketball games kind of as like a political deal, like, hey, look where I'm at today. Some fans are obviously better than others as far as knowing the knowledge of the game. But people don't realize that Madison Square Garden is a big place. Like, it's huge. Our games are played on the fifth floor of it. I drive in and take the elevator up five floors to get to the locker room.
Wow.
As a Western Kansas kid, it's kind of weird to just think about how big of a building it is and how many fans it can hold and all the history that's ran through that building. Seeing all the pictures walking to the locker room of all the different concerts, boxing matches that have been held there is pretty special, and it kind of humbles you out to be in that position to play those games every other night.
You know, as you got more playing time, you know, there was one stretch there late in the season where you had averaging about 7.5 points a game, 4.5 assists, and you did a great job of protecting the ball. You know, looking on that then and looking ahead, what's the one phase of your game that you feel you need to improve on the most?
Well, for me, my offensive efficiency was down from a season in any career I've had in college and high school. Shooting the ball was not something I did very well this year, and that's where I've been trying to improve this summer on, just trying to, you know, keep my shooting form simple. And a lot of looks in the NBA are wide open. It sounds funny, but when you got athletes and, you know, playmakers like you do at that level, you're going to get open shots, and it's just something I've got to get good at, and knocking down, toeing the line, and knocking some, you know, shots in. Obviously, playing point guard, I kind of create a lot. That did a good job taking care of the ball, but it just goes back to having those type of teammates and athletes on your team to make those simple plays. There's a lot of things I can improve on when I get in the year and see some film, which makes it kind of fun.
What do you see as your role on the team during this upcoming season?
I think we have some cap space left. I'm not sure with the team we have if we're going to get rid of, obviously, Melo or what's going to happen. But if he stays, it looks like I'll be playing a lot of point guard. So just kind of doing what I did last year, keep it simple, run the offense the best I can, and trying to get everybody on the same page.
Do you feel like that maybe the Western or the Eastern Conference is a little bit more wide open after you've seen maybe some of the big-time players in the East go over to the Western Conference?
Yeah, I think there were some big moves, obviously, with Paul George was being the number one move of the free agency, obviously going to Oklahoma City. I think there's going to be some, you know, teams in the West that are going to have some tough back-to-backs throughout the season. So hopefully they can kind of wear themselves out a little bit before the playoffs start. East might be a little down compared to last year, but with Boston making those heavy moves, I think with what they got, it's going to be a tough team to handle. But everyone's good in the NBA. There's no nights where you can just kind of waddle in there and win games. Still got to go out and play your game. You know, hopefully our goal here is to play well in those Eastern Conference games and get a couple games up and sneak in the playoffs.
I know the Knicks, you know, obviously didn't have the kind of record that you would like to have had and not the kind of success that you're accustomed to all through your career. But has it really been an ideal landing spot for you to get your feet wet in the NBA and to gain a lot of playing time maybe?
Right. Not a lot of rookies get experience the minutes I got this year. I was very fortunate enough to have really good coaches as far as Hornacek believing in me. And my player development coaches did a really good job of trusting my work ethic and showing me things in place where I could improve on. It's just a fun game to play because you know you're not the best athlete out there. So it's, like I said earlier, it takes a lot of stress off you. And you just go out there and play and have fun. And hopefully I can just keep improving my game and hopefully it carries over to our team.
You know, as you mentioned, you're a Western Kansas kid. You're getting to do something that I'm not sure any of the Western Kansas kids ever got to do. Do you ever pause long enough to let it soak in, or is it one of those things where, gosh, you almost have to keep working all the time because you just can't lose what you work so hard to get?
I remember when we had interviews in college, Rod, and we talked about being in the Final Four and going undefeated, and you always ask me similar questions. It just never – I always feel like the same kid. I don't put myself above anybody else, but – it's going to be hard for me to soak in when I'm in the moment. So I think probably, you know, when I'm 30, 40 years old, and start looking back on everything, I think that's when it'll hit me the most. But for right now, it's just day to day. You just know what your job is, and you go out there and work just like anybody else does in this community.
Well, and keep working on your golf game.
Oh, boy, do I.
Well, of course, you got your camps coming up here this weekend. I think Friday and Saturday, or Thursday and Friday in the Wichita area, and then Sunday in Garden City. And what's probably the biggest thing that you enjoy the most about working those camps and running those camps?
One thing that I enjoy is how well it draws. A lot of kids are very, very busy in the summer and play multiple sports, but for them to take the time and come to my camp and have fun, it puts a pretty big smile on my face. I think what's awesome is I used to be in those kids' shoes, looking up to Kirk Heinrich or Nick Collison and players like that. And for those kids to come in there with their families and put their eyes on me and their eyes glare and get really big, kind of obviously humbles me and makes me feel very, very fortunate to be able to do something like that in these communities.
I know you've adjusted to New York life for a year, and they always have that term New York Minute. How long did it take you to adjust to the New York Minute?
About half a year. Once I figured out the pace of New York City, I started figuring out the trick of the trade. But it's definitely a city that takes some time to get used to, but it is obviously very beautiful.